Well, good afternoon. It's better than might have been. At least I'm walking. 3:50. Yes, late afternoon. There's more than one way to get the sun off my screen. I don't have to do it at sunrise. I could do it real close to sunset. Yeah, not exactly the ideal, but better than not walking at all. And while I haven't got a 15-minute mile behind me and I've managed to shut off Endomondo while trying to secure Pandora, we'll do without the timer for today. So let's see. Yeah, it was a lazy Saturday. I slept in. I didn't get breakfast until lunch. I put dinner in the oven and took a walk. So here I am. My calendar has already had a date. I gotta go update that again. The deadlines that I had set for myself for this weekend have come and gone. So we need to deal with those. Hello. Guy with a couple of very big dogs. English Shepherd and if I know better, I think it's a Bernese, but I'm not sure. One of the large shaggy-haired dogs, all white. Smell of smoke. It looks like there's a fire off to the southwest. I wonder if that's true. So I'm trying a new attachment point for the microphone today. I actually clipped it to the bill of my cap. It gets it up out of my collar, away from my beard, and it doesn't flop. Cable flops, but the microphone doesn't. Let's see if I can secure that so it doesn't tick quite so much. So in spite of the fact that I don't have the timer running, I am hiking right along because I want to get back and make a pot of coffee, settle into a little editing, settle into a little construction. HTML doc looks like just what the doctor ordered. There's still a bit of manual work, but the tedious bit, the absolute tedious bit of finding the text, copying it out, and then pasting it into and saving under the correct name, that part's gone away. That's gorgeous. So he's using a leaf blower or an electric lawnmower or what? It's loud. At any rate, sun is setting. It's a warm afternoon. It's quite warm. It's almost 60 out here. I started to put on my parka and then realized that the temperature was not exactly parka weather. So I fixed that and just put on a windbreaker. Flannel shirt. It's quite comfortable, particularly given the walking, the exercise, getting the blood moving. I wonder if I can remember to post this before 8 o'clock at night. I felt so stupid yesterday, honestly. That was ridiculous. I took the picture, I don't know when it was, like around noon, right when I got back from the walk because I couldn't see to take it when I left. And I forgot to send it. And then I remembered to send it when I picked up kids from school, but then by the time I got home from school, I was in the middle of fixing dinner and completely lost track. I finally used up that pork shoulder that I had braised earlier in the week. I'm going to use that trick again. Made like a shepherd's pie, like a casserole with carrots and celery and onions. Should have put some corn in it. I have some frozen corn. I should have done that. Perhaps some peas. Kids hate peas, but mixed in like that, they probably would eat them. I gotta go to the grocery store. I'm out of potatoes. I mashed the last ones I had last night. So I'll have to go tomorrow. If somebody else has something loud running, I'm not gonna try to talk over it, so bear with me while I walk past quickly. That's what I should be doing, actually. True Green came to fertilize the lawn yesterday afternoon, and of course couldn't because in 2 weeks I haven't picked up the leaves, which is kind of a pain in the butt. But every time I started to go do it, there would be like rain or snow. The leaves would get soaked again. There's no sense to try to chunk up wet leaves because they just clog them more. Maybe tomorrow. Today was not too bad. Rather a fine day, in spite of the fact that it was overcast for most of it. At least it wasn't raining. It wasn't snowing. At least I think it was a fine day. I don't really know. I sat down at my computer about 6:30, 7 o'clock. And I don't think I even went for a second cup of coffee until noon. Now, if I had just been harnessing that time to do something productive instead of dubbing around on the internet, that would have been good. However, be that as it may, walking a stroller. I freak her out when I walk by talking to myself. There we go. Heading east. Sun had my back quite literally today. Daylight savings time, of course. Means it gets dark earlier, although light earlier at the same time. So apparently Ryden has taken down the Kindle versions of the books. They're not... I'm getting people say they can't find them on Amazon anymore, which is curious. Which I suppose is a little added incentive for me to get my copies up so people can find them again. I just, I don't want to rush and put up a bad product. Let me go past one pole. Gave it two touches today, just to be sure. So, I do have to get quarter share up. I've got a sample chapter from J. Daniel Sawyer to put at the back. Actually, I think I'm going to put that at the back of half share and put a sample of Ravenwood at the back of quarter share. If you like this, you might like that. See what I can do about cross-promoting some of the titles, some of the series. I'll put, Dan Sawyer asked for to put one in return for some of the price of doing the cover art. And I said yes, and he sent me the file. Abby Hilton sent me some retakes, I think. I mentioned that yesterday. I was one of those retakes. She DM'd me and asked for them, and I was sort of like, retakes, really? So once more, lost in the inbox. So much stuff gets lost in that inbox. That's the problem with getting 300-400 messages a day. It's an avalanche, and finding the little bits and pieces out of that big pile every single day is kind of a problem. Probably need to do is to set up some filters. I use Thunderbird. Tara had a good idea about using Procmail and setting up a locked Procmail server and routing everything to Procmail and sorting within Procmail, but I think I can do the same thing with Thunderbird. The problem is that I'm using Gmail as my primary email account now, and that's the only one that's being forwarded to my phone. Because what I found was that it was too confusing to have it on my phone, on Gmail, and on my main, what I thought of as my main Linux box. The main Linux box is less main than it used to be. So yeah, Pandora let me down today. They gave me a series of songs that weren't quite walk-worthy. It wasn't bad stuff. Adele Set Fire to the Rain, which is pretty good. Something else that I've never heard of before. And then it timed out for advertising for like 3 minutes. Which of course did me no good. By the time it started up again, I was almost at the corner. When I tried to stop Pandora, I hit Endomondo instead. So I have no idea what the timing might have been. It's okay. After yesterday's speed run, today was more along the lines of a conditioning rather than a record-setting day. So the challenge remains is whether or not I can actually remember to get this posted. I think I can because I don't have anything to do when I go into the house except perhaps get a drink of water. And I can go to my desk. And by then it should be uploaded because I will remember to upload it to Dropbox before I enter the house. It's all about the process, isn't it? It's whatever process you have. If I don't follow my process, I don't get anything done. My therapist assures me that this is stress-related cognitive fogging and not age-related. I'll talk to her again about it on Monday. I have an 8 o'clock appointment, if I can remember. And I think I can. It's one of the reasons I have it on Monday, first thing in the day, so I don't forget. Monday, therapist, yes. 8 o'clock. I said at 8 o'clock so that I'd be home by 9, because 9 to noon. Those are supposed to be my work hours, and I haven't done a lot of work. So this week, 9 to noon, let's see what we can do about getting a book published. QuarterShare should be in relatively good shape. I've got one last set of passes, and Dyslexic Wombat has gone over it again and found another set of things that are wrong with it that I've got to go through and try to fix. And fix the things that I said I was going to that apparently I did not. So when I do that, I'm going to make a punch list for all the things I need to do to half share and then full share and then double share to make sure that they're all copacetic. I wonder if I can publish 4 books in a week. If I could do that, that would be great. Then I could get South Coast out. while we're waiting for Captain Share to come back from editing. Had a listener send me 5 more typos from Zyfira's call, which I think takes us over 700 typos. And the only thing I'm sure of is that we haven't got them all. Now, I may be mistaken, but that's one of the mistakes that I'm willing to make. If nobody finds any more, then that's fine. But I'm pretty sure we've got at least those 4 left. So we'll fix those. Start getting paperback books released. That's going to take a day, so I'm going to have to wait until I get ebooks out before I start wrestling with paperback. I have to relearn licks. Once I've relearned it, then I'll be able to crank them out using the HTML files, which is one of the reasons that I'm taking so long to fart around with HTML. Not only does it give me nice clean HTML files, but also gives me nice clean tables of content. It's all good. Well, I think I do need to tag tables of content whilst I put them in licks. I have a search string that I can look for because they're all tagged with an HTML tag, which makes it sweet. I also need to reset licks so that it's putting files in the right place, which it's not right at the moment. Anyway. Oh, details, too many details, too much stuff on my mind. Too little time left in my life for me to be wasting time farting around. But 17 minutes and 12 seconds, that's not a new record, but that's a pretty good time for the second mile. And with that, let me just say I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I'll talk to you then.